What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about selective amnesia of narcissistic people. How narcissistic people always seem to forget things that would help you hold them accountable. They always seem to forget things that can be used against them in situations like that. You know what I mean? So there you go right there. So before we hop into today's episode, make sure y'all subscribe to my newsletter if you haven't. Like I said earlier, my kids' book is absolutely completely finished right now, getting ready for publication. And if you want to stay in touch and ready for that, like join the newsletter and whatnot, the link is in the description of every video and podcast that I do.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But yeah, y'all, narcissists and selective amnesia. So first of all, y'all, a lot of narcissists are like elephants. Narcissists don't forget things that are important to them, things that can service them, things that can help us out in the long run or in the short run, whenever the timing is. Narcissists don't forget things that can be used for their own benefit. Like things that I can, like, I don't forget things that you tell me that I can use against you later on. I don't forget things that you tell me that I know can get me out of something later on. I don't forget that type of stuff, y'all. I don't forget things that you tell me that I could use to my benefit. But you get a lot of narcissistic people, y'all, that gaslight the hell out of you and just claim to not remember saying something or doing something and things like that. You know, they can't seem to, they always remember something that you did. They can remember something that you did, the time, date, the alignment of the moon, what phase the moon was in and whatnot. It was a crescent moon and it was July 31st. And you remember it was 8:39 PM. I remember directly. You remember you said this to me. What about that? They can remember that stuff. But when it comes to remembering things that to their detriment, they don't seem to remember that type of stuff, do they? Like I said, it's called selective amnesia or just gaslighting, y'all. I call it selective amnesia. I think a lot of other people refer to it as selective amnesia as well. But they just all of a sudden cannot remember saying something evil to you. They can't remember saying, bringing up and weaponizing your trauma against you. They can't remember, like, they can't for the life of them remember they wouldn't do something like that. You know what I mean? They just wouldn't. You see? They just wouldn't do that. That's the mindset. That's the dynamic. That's the space. Like, that's it right there. I'm just telling you, that's the way it goes when you're dealing with a lot of narcissistic people. That's the mindset of it all. And that's why I keep telling people over and over again, like, this is what happens, y'all. This is the dynamic. Like, they remember. Can something slip a narcissist's mind that they did? Yeah, let's be real. Narcissists are humans, people too. Like, we might actually forget something that we did two, three years ago. You know what I mean? But if it's something in the moment, they don't forget that type of stuff, y'all. I promise you. They know they did it. They're just in denial. So have I forgotten stuff? Yeah, I've forgotten that I said stuff and done stuff a while back. I said that. I did that. Hey, really? I don't remember that, you know? But in the moment, like right here, right now, I know I said it. I know I did it. You know what I mean? I know that, but I don't want admitting it to you doesn't serve me. You know what I mean? Admitting it to you doesn't serve me, you know? It just, that's what happened right there. You know, admitting this to you does not serve me. It actually doesn't, it actually helps you. And I don't want to do anything that helps you. I need to help myself. I need to protect myself. I need to guard myself against shame and hurt and pain and stuff like that. So in this situation, what I do is I just put it on to you. I just claim to forget. I claim to forget. But again, y'all, again, I claim to forget. Like I said, you know, I can claim to forget anything out that doesn't serve me. Always, I can always claim to say, I don't remember that. I didn't say that. I didn't do that. You did that. You said this. You did that. You said that. I can always put it onto someone else, right? I can always just claim to forget. But in the moment, if I need that memory, if that memory serves me, that's what happens right there, y'all. That's what, if I need this memory and it serves me, I'm going to use it. It's going to serve me right now. If I need this memory and it benefits me right now, if I'm going to use it, if I need it for 5 years ago, I need it. If it doesn't serve me from 5 minutes ago, I forgot. I didn't say that. That's why I tell people, well, Lee, we know narcissists have selective amnesia. We know this. I know they're gaslighting me. Over time, y'all, they might actually convince you that they have issues. They might actually convince you that they have memory issues and whatnot. You know, the group. 9:20 or though, sorry.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
They might actually convince you over time that they have memory issues, that their mind goes blank or something like that. But that's not the truth, y'all. They, narcissistic people are going to say and do things that benefit them. Let's just keep it hot and ready like a Little Caesar's pizza. They just are. You know, Billy, how do we guard ourselves against this? We know they have this selective amnesia. We know that they're lying. We know that they're trying to manipulate it. So how do we guard against this? The best way to guard against this type of stuff, y'all, is literally, you know what I mean? It's literally by recording situations like that. I'm not telling you to record stuff to use in court, because I don't know if that's legal in where you are. I'm telling you because some states are two-party states where both people need to know that they're being recorded. But some states are one-party state. Well, I only need to know I'm recording you. You know, so I can record you regardless of what state you're in. I can record you. Just some states I can't use it against you, or it might be illegal. Check your law. It's not legal advice. Check your state laws. But sometimes you just recording this to help maintain your memory, to help maintain your sanity, to help you understand that this person is, to show you who they really are, that this person is lying to you and trying to manipulate you. Like if you're arguing with this person and they say, let's say your mom has passed away and you're arguing with this person and they bring up your mom passing away. Let's say your mom died. Your mom, so your mama, you caused your mama to die. You did this to your mom. You said this to your mom. You made your mom want to get on about her. You stressed her out, blah, blah, blah. She was so disappointed in you that she lost years of her life being worried about and disappointed in you. Then 5 minutes later, I didn't say that. I would never say that about your mom. You can hit that record. You don't like, okay, always use this. Always use discretion, y'all. Because sometimes you don't want to hit this recording in front of them, right? You don't want to play this recording in front of them. You don't want to play it in front of them because they might snap on you. And then, like, if you play a recording in front of them, they might get angry at the fact that you're recording them. They'll get angry at the fact that you don't trust your own memory. So you don't even trust your own memory enough. You don't even trust your own memory enough against me to stand on your own two feet. You don't even trust yourself right now. So why would I trust you? Why would I believe you? You know what I mean? You get a lot of narcissistic people, y'all, who think like that, whose mindset goes into that and goes in that direction. Where they feel like you don't trust, like I said, they'll make you seem like an invasion of privacy that you decided to record. The recordings are for you. The recordings are for you. Writing this down, journaling, this stuff is for you. Journal this, like, today, my narcissistic partner, or my narcissistic mom, or my narcissistic dad, my narcissistic parent, my narcissistic best friend, my narcissistic boss, whoever the narcissistic person in your life is, write it down and say, they said this at this time. Because this is for you. This is for your memory. This is to help you maintain and fight against gaslighting, because this selective amnesia can confuse the hell out of you, because you might actually think you're going, you might actually start to believe that they have memory issues and you're just being, you're just badgering them. Or you, they might convince you that you're just wrong. They didn't say that, even though they did, even though you know they did. That's what gaslighting comes into play, y'all. It makes you question your own reality. It makes you question the truth. It makes you question, am I telling myself the truth? Is this actually factual right here? You know, did they really say this? You know, did I mishear them? Did I say, am I lying? Am I being manipulative? Am I the narcissist? You see what I'm saying? All this stuff can be prevented if you just start recording these conversations to protect yourself, recording these situations to protect yourself. You know what I mean? Again, I'm not saying to use this online or to just go out here and start a, you know, just start. I'm just saying this is to protect you against the selective amnesia, because narcissists are conveniently going to forget things that don't serve them in the moment. They're conveniently going to misremember things or misquote stuff that doesn't serve them in the moment. You know, their selective amnesia will absolutely have them gaslighting the hell out of you, because during these selective amnesia moments, they can actually start making up new memories. When they are telling you that they don't remember saying this or doing this, they can start to create new memories. They can start to alter history. They can start to reshape the actual situation to benefit them. Because if I don't remember saying that, I must have said something, or you must have heard this. I remember I said this. You must have heard this because you're crazy. You have a bad memory. You have horrible judgment. So we're going to trust my words right here. I didn't say that. I said this. You see what I'm saying? They can gaslight the hell out of you and just start creating a new past. You see what I'm saying? But again, y'all, they can remember something from 17 years ago before you told them you dated somebody before you met them. 17 years ago, they remember where they were when you said that. But they can't remember something they said to you 2 minutes ago, because it hurt their feelings, because it might allow them to hold you accountable. You see what I'm saying? It might allow yourself to hold you accountable. It might allow them to hold you accountable. It might allow them some truth and some reprieve. It might allow them some time to heal. You see what I'm saying? That's a lot of space to go into, y'all. So do narcissists forget stuff sometimes like normal human beings do? Yeah. But sometimes they have this selective memory issues, selective amnesia, when it doesn't serve them, y'all. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning into another episode. Make sure you, again, subscribe to the newsletter, like and subscribe if you made it this far. Mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. If you haven't already, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button so you don't miss any uploads. Turn on that notification bell as well. Thank you so much. See you later.